Drones offer quite a few new possibilities for events. Not only do they make great aerial shots, you can also use them to improve the security of your event or even as part of the show. In this Event Planner TV episode, I talk to drone pilot Seppe Koop about what you can do with drones on your event. Hi Seppe, welcome to our studio.
Hi.
I think it's quite obvious what we are going to talk about. It's drones and the possibilities on events. What can you use it for on an event?
On an event, of course, the first thing you would do with a device like this is you go up and you make nice pictures or nice video shots. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you have the ability to go quite high. In Belgium, we can fly up to 90 meters or 300 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a nice overview of all the people that are there, or the total situation, actually.
Yeah. And besides just making images, I see, for example, Amazon is experimenting with delivering packages.
Yes.
It would be a great idea to get your beer delivered by a drone.
Yes, that's indeed an idea that was put to action a couple of years ago by somebody. That guy wanted to make an app where you could order your beer while you were standing in between the people.
Yeah.
That you didn't have to go to the bar to get your beer. So that was very nice. And the drone would fly over to you and would present you your beer. And that was if you had ordered one using the app. But legislation made that impossible, or makes this still impossible in Belgium to drop things. We're not allowed to drop something.
And it's only in Belgium, or is it?
It's in most European countries, but in Belgium it's also in the legislation. So
yeah.
I don't know why, but they don't like things flying off drones in Belgium, I suppose.
What I also did see on YouTube was a video where drones were used in, well, it was not one drone, it was a bunch of drones to make a light show in the air,
mm-hmm.
Replacing fireworks. Is that also a future for drones on events?
I think so. It's a very nice feature of drones. There are a couple of high-tech German companies offering mm-hmm. these services. Drone choreography, okay. You can call it, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. It's not for a normal drone operator to be able to do that. But
mm-hmm.
There are some very clever guys that are making high-tech positioning systems, and they can really make drones positioning themselves very accurately. So they can make them dance, and they add extra lights, and they can really turn these kinds of machines into show elements. Yes.
Okay. That's nice. If I want to rent something like this for making some pictures on my event,
mm-hmm.
For example, a festival, as an organizer, what do I need to look for? Can everybody come over and make some pictures with a drone?
No, of course not. There's quite strict legislation for mm-hmm. flying these machines. You have to ask your operator a certain amount of documents.
Mm-hmm.
He has to have a drone license in Belgium. He has to have a drone that is that has a homologation for class 1A flights. He has to have an insurance document, of course, and a medical. He has to be medically in order, but normally when he has his license, he has a medical also. That's fine. And of course, it's a good idea to ask that he has experience with doing events. And you can ask some images that he made before or some video footage to check if he does what you want him to do later on.
And besides that, I think you make some agreements with the drone pilot on what exactly you want to shoot.
Yes, that's something that if there's a director, for instance, he's
mm-hmm.
going to brief you on the kind of images he wants. Normally, we try to keep away from the people, and we fly, let's say, at the borders of the events.
Why is it so dangerous to fly over?
It's not that dangerous, but when there's a mechanical problem with the machine, it's going to fall on a person.
Yeah.
When there are only persons on the ground, that's not, I mean, that
you definitely will have a hit.
That will be a hit, yes.
Yeah.
And an instant, it's not, I mean, it's not usually dangerous, but let's say some cuts when it hits an eye, that's not a good idea, of course. And when you fly around the event, we can still make very nice images because we can point the camera to the action and we can move the camera about. So that's very, very nice. And when we have a mechanical problem, it will go down somewhere on the grass. And that's a better idea than on a person, of course.
Yeah, you're talking about the camera. As a pilot, do you steer both the drone and the camera, or
With smaller drones, some people do this, but in my opinion, it's a bad idea. One, for safety, so it's better that the pilot is looking to the machine all the time and flying the drone all the time, also to respond to an emergency when that would happen. And secondly, the quality is going to be better when you have a cameraman that is totally focused on the image. So it's always a team, pilot and cameraman, and they communicate. When they want to do a shot, the cameraman is going to say, okay, I want to do this kind of shot. I need that altitude. I need that speed. And then you're going to work as a team, and the shots is much, much better than when you fly it alone. And it's the operation is much safer. So always a team, in my opinion. Yes.
Okay. Seppe, thank you very much for coming over.
You're welcome.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.